It has been mentioned in history that there was a grand scholar, a marji', who was visiting Baghdad. This was at the time of the Ottoman Empire. And there was a khalifa in Baghdad. He heard that this marji', you know, is in town. So he sent him an invitation. Come, and we would like to invite you. Initially, he said, no, please excuse me, because he doesn't want to go and eat with a corrupt ruler. He said, please excuse me, I don't really accept invitations like that, and I just want to keep a low profile. He says, no, this is by the orders of the Khalifa. If you don't come, you'll be in trouble. Okay, now that you're in danger, your religious obligation is to go. He went. This was all a plan by his wazir, his assistant, his main prime minister, let's say, in order to defame the Shia. By defaming and disgracing the marji', he wanted to defame all the Shia. So as they were eating, the wazir said, I have a question, O marji', Mawlana, I have a question. He said, yes, tell me what's the question. He says, you have in your books a hadith by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in which it states, if you stay sincere 40 days and nights for Allah, not committing a single sin, Allah will protect you from eating any haram food. He'll give you the tawfiq not to eat any haram food. Is this true? He told him, yes, this seems to be an authentic hadith. I've looked at the chain. It's authentic. He's like, okay. They had their food. Next week, he also invited him. Come, another lunch. He said, no, I just was there last week. He insisted, no, you have to come. This is by the orders of the king. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble. The minister told the king, I have now set a trap for this marji'. I am going to feed him haram food, and then I'll ask him about the hadith again. And we'll tell him, look, you just ate this haram food. So he has either two choices. Either the hadith of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is false, which means their imam lies to them, wal-ayadu billah, or he's not sincere, and this will be visible to everyone, that your grand marji', he couldn't keep himself for sincere for 40 days, and Allah didn't protect him from haram food. The king is like, excellent plan. What a devil he was. They invite the marji', they force him to come. Once they finish the food, the wazir asks him again. Can I ask you a question? He said, yes. He says, remember the hadith I asked you about last week? About the halal and haram food? He's like, yeah. He's like, are you sure 100% this is a correct hadith? He said, yeah, it's a correct hadith. We believe in it. Our imam said it. We're going to believe him. If 40 days you're completely sincere to God, you don't commit a single sin, Allah will protect you from eating haram food. He says, okay, I've got some news to break to you. He said, what? He's like, Mawlana, the food you ate was haram. So congratulations. Either your imam doesn't say the truth, it's a false hadith, or you're not sincere. The marji' was shocked. I mean, imagine being in this position. It's very hard. But Allah knows how to support his awliya. He kept thinking. He told him, okay, wait, before you judge and you pass your judgment, let me ask you, how is this food haram? I mean, what was in it for it to be haram? He's like, I told the chef, put haram food and that's it. He's like, well, I want to know. He's like, why are you trying to find a justification. Khalas, just accept that you ate haram food. He told the king, I'm not going to admit it unless you tell me how is this food haram. He says, okay, bring the chef. The king told him, oh, chef, did you put haram food for in today? He's like, yeah. He's like, how? He's like, I told the guards of the prison, of the castle, the police, the guards, go and steal a sheep. Because by the way, haram food doesn't mean it wasn't only slaughtered according to Islamic law. Haram food also includes money that you steal from someone, that you take unlawfully from someone. That is also haram. Remember that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, on the day of Ashura, when he spoke to his enemies, He said, these people, nothing works with them. Why? هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ مُلَأَتْ بُطُونُهُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ Their stomachs are filled with haram. Does he mean not slaughtered according to Islamic law? No. What does he mean? These people are oppressors. They don't observe each other's rights. That's how the food is haram. All through dhulm and oppression, they get their money. So he said, I told them to steal a sheep. They stole it. I killed it. According to the Islamic way, of course, but it's stolen food, so it's haram. The marja's thinking, he's like, tell me who did you steal it from? They're like, come on, look, don't drag this. Khalas, just accept this as haram food. He's like, no, I won't admit it's haram until you tell me who did you steal it from. The chef told the guards, go and find the person whom you stole it from. They went, they brought him before the king. The marja told him, they stole your sheep? He said, yes. He's like, tell us, what happened? How did it happen? He's like, Mawlana, I live in the village. I had a very difficult problem. I made a vow, a nidr to Allah. If He solves my problem, I heard you're in town in Baghdad. I would come and bring a sheep and give it to you, ya marja. These evil policemen, they saw me in the street, they took it from me. The marja looked at them, he told them, here, everyone ate haram except me. This was for me. See how Allah protected me? See how Allah protected me? The king got so upset at the wazir for putting him, you know, in this shameful situation. He told him to leave. He fired him, basically.